Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, in my text, tweet, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. A lot going on up there as well. And I really do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time you hang out with me because I know there's so many other places you could be listening to, so many other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. So I really, 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 really do appreciate that. All right. Let's get to some of these other stories, other things. You know, we've heard enough about the demonic worship over there at CBS. You know, just amazing. Let's do it this way. Okay, so somebody sent me this the other day. And at first, you know, I read the headline. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. I wasn't buying it. But then this woman calls for child-free suburbs because she doesn't want to live near screamy kids. Although I am sure by her whining ability, she was one of those screaming kids at one time. She wants adult-only suburbs. I should send that to a couple of my developer friends. Maybe they'll do that and it'll make a major league difference, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Some of this stuff, it's just so crazy. So, she's like, I'd like to know when somebody is planning on opening an adult-only suburb. Well, she'd have to define adult. Because based on her, the way she's speaking, I'm not so sure she's it. Let me see, you know, and this never happens right the first time, so we'll do the best I can here, I promise. There you go. Come on. You can do it. No, not going to happen. Never mind. Joe was seeing your host. Yeah, she really believes that she shouldn't have to put up with those kids. Right? I mean, seriously. That they're your kids. You should have to deal with them. They're not her kids. You know, so be it. Let's see if maybe I can do it this time. Hang tight.
I would like to know when somebody is planning on opening an adults-only suburb where everything in it is only for adults. Because I'm so sick of going places and kids are just everywhere screaming and I just have to put up with it. I just went for a swim. They have their own pool. And they're in the lap lane pool. Not swimming laps, just jumping in and screaming. And that's just allowed.
My God, kids jumping and screaming in a pool? I can't even imagine.
Because they're allowed everywhere. I just feel like for people like me that are evil and hate kids, we should have our own suburb where we can just be quiet and undisturbed.
What about that? Where people like me, did she say evil people like me don't like kids? You know, I'm not, listen, I'm not a fan, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not a fan of out-of-control kids either. I like to see kids, having a good time and playing, jumping in the pool. Oh, my God. Maybe she wants a splashless pool. You know what I mean? All right. Dizzy, man, they run a big glide, whatever you want to call it, downward. And I talked about this the other night. They're now slashing over 7,000 jobs, which will slash about, they're not only just slashing the 7,000 jobs, but they're going to go after the budget. They need to slash another $5.5 billion in costs. Especially after going woke over the last few years. People aren't going. They aren't signing up. And thank God for the new Disney CEO, Bob Iger. He announced a new restructuring plan with the layoffs, which represent about 3.6% of Disney's global workforce. I'd like to know how much of that is here in the U.S., Iger announced that the company would split into three new segments: an entertainment unit that encompasses film, television, and streaming; sports, the focus ESPN unit; and Disney Parks. So we'll take a hard look at every cost, everything that we're doing, to make sure that we can turn a profit. He came out of retirement to do this. I wonder what they paid this guy. Right? He committed to running it for another 2 years, trying to improve the financial situation. He's got a lot to do. He's got a lot coming up he's going to have to deal with. Disney's latest media company to announce job cuts in response to slowing subscriber growth. Gee, I'm shocked. Seriously. If your parents aren't paying attention to what's going on, that's an issue. Look at what they're trying to sell your kids. Look what they're trying to push down your throats. Disney reported that its first quarter decrease in subscribers for its Disney Plus streaming media unit lost more than $1 billion. They lost 2.4 million subscribers. Keep going, people. You're doing the right job. Teach them a lesson. This whole thing that's going on with Newsmax. Now, Newsmax isn't the only station I listen to, but, seriously, you don't have many conservative voices left. OAN. That needs to go back on, too. They have some great news and great shows on there as well. Now, the restructuring comes after reports that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the state legislature introduced a bill that would rename the Reedy Creek Improvement District the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District within 2 years. I mean, this will pull Disney's ability to govern themselves away from them. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I'm enjoying it, too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Notice I said that, being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Can we do that? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I said it earlier. I just want to go back at it. The, Trump, his Facebook and Instagram accounts have been reinstated. I find that kind of interesting. Let's see how long he can hang with it, though. not trying to be mean, no, really not, but I mean seriously. You know he's not going to be able to control himself long, whether it's on Twitter and or Facebook. There's a lot he's going to want to do that they're not going to be able to stop him. Well, again, until they shut him down again. So, but I'm glad to see at least they did it. They make it look like they're trying. A lot of stuff going back and forth about Project Veritas right now. I don't know if you guys know this. But they have ousted, apparently, James O'Keefe. And, you know, they I don't know why, though. I still don't know why. Is it because they like the way he did business? Now, despite what the corporate media tries to portray about the Project Veritas, he wants to say, we have never been more motivated and dedicated to our mission than now. This is a company tweet that went out. The board of directors and management are constantly evaluating what's best path forward for this organization. Yeah, I can already see where this is going. The board and management are continuing this internal evaluation to ensure that a long-term success and Project Veritas will never stop. So the board stated in a post to their Twitter account without mentioning O'Keefe. You know, I mean, they say that that O'Keefe apparently, ready for this one, he berated employees and he was eating a sandwich that belonged to a pregnant woman. Okay. This is the fire for? Are we sure this is what happened? And you know what I love about this? These were anonymous allegations. In other words, nobody even signed off on them. Despite the allegations, many fans of Project Veritas are disgusted by the proposition to remove him. I mean, basically, if you think about it over the years, O'Keefe is Project Veritas, which, look, as a business owner myself, and at one time, the business kind of was tied to me. I was the business was me. Right? So, really seriously, I think that really what needs to be happening here is, why doesn't he get a due process from inside the company first? Right? I don't know. I find some of this very confusing. It's not like they have 10,000 employees. They're somewhat of a family-owned business, if you would, a small business. They got like 65 employees, give or take a few. And he has been the driving force behind it in letting people see and know what's going on. I'm sure there's plenty of times, because I've dealt with people like this, but there's been plenty of times where I know that some people that worked for me or that I've been around or working with would never do some of the things I've done or say some of the things I've said, because they would be too concerned, you know, about what people might say. You know, San Francisco, riddled with crime. I mean, nobody even wants to go there anymore. Beautiful city. It was a beautiful city until the Dems got total control of it. And now, after all this, right? They've got drug sites where you can go and use illegal drugs safely. You can use drugs that are illegal in the federal world, under federal law, and you can use them safely. I like saying that. So the far left city of San Francisco, what do they do now? They're considering a red light district. So now you have all the things that ruin the city, right? Prostitution, drugs, crime will go up. No question about it. These people never stopped. One writer says, I moved to San Francisco almost right out of college for sort of internship. I lived there for as long as my wallet could stand it. For a fresh-faced college boy, San Francisco, even then, was a bit of an eye-opener. Of course, that was before the jump in homelessness and crime. I'm sure it's much more interesting and less enjoyable now than it was back then. You know, it seems like, doesn't it, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but doesn't it seem when you read about San Francisco, it's almost like it's in a race with itself to become the first third world state. Right? It passed a law that repealed the ban on loitering for prostitution. Senate Bill 357 was the brainchild of Senator Scott Wiener. This guy is a derelict. Senator Scott Wiener is one of the most sickest legislators I know. He loves making sure that you know, he's the one that introduces all these crazy bills on allowing kids to have sex change operations at two, for God's sakes. I mean, seriously, he's the kind of guy that would put that forward. Right? Working on all these abortion laws, everything. I mean, he's just an extremely, deeply touched man, I'll put it that way. He held that cops were disproportionately targeting women of color and trans people. Now, according to another report, right, in a local news source, prostitution and with it human trafficking is running rampant in cities like that in California. Now, cops say they can do nothing to help women and children who may be victims of trafficking since they no longer have probable cause to stop and talk with somebody. Right? Maybe they intervene if they find out there's an issue. It's just great. They never think this stuff through. Although, maybe they do think this stuff through, and they're okay with it. Don't know. Be right back. Show me seeing your host.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The USA News Update. At a hearing Thursday over the ordeal of the Chinese spy balloon.
China is a real threat and one we need to take seriously, which is exactly why we're here today.
Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana spoke before a public meeting where lawmakers heard from top Defense Department officials about the nature of what happened last week. Military officials say that they and the president concluded the balloon was not a threat to Americans, and so decided to just watch it closely and then shoot it down and grab it, to study how China is using them. An attorney for President Biden's son, Hunter, is hitting back at House Republicans after they requested records related to his business dealings. They said there's no legitimate legislative purpose and oversight basis for such a request. They also noted Hunter Biden is a private citizen. The demand for documents was made by the House Oversight Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, seriously. All right, we're talking about how San Francisco now, with all the trouble they're having, with crime, with drugs, killing, robbing. I mean, really, it is a crook's haven. Just amazing to me. So, supporters of this bill that decriminalize, if you would, make it okay to be, you know, loitering and okay for prostitution, they say that the previous law criminalized sex workers and created distrust. Well, decriminalize them because prostitution was against the law. It's really that simple. I mean, in Oakland, the pimps had the women outside of the Catholic school. Prostitutes can be seen walking the streets at various stages of undress, day and night. Some seem to be underage. You know, now you're seeing the same thing happen in Los Angeles. The same kind of things that was going on, you know, in San Francisco is now happening there, and you have to say to yourself, what the heck? Right? Somebody just sent me, oh God, thank you, sent me a picture. Yeah, these girls look really young. They're walking on the street. You can't stop them. Can't ask any questions. They look very young. Well, you see, they don't care, though. The Democrats in FC, okay, you know why? Because it's just more work for Planned Parenthood. They don't care. You can see these young girls' butt cheeks sticking out the back of their pants. I mean, matter of fact, if they were any shorter shorts, they wouldn't even need them. Somebody actually asked a question, how do liberal leaders see this? They see it. They know what's going on. They don't care. See, Newsom thinks this is freedom. This is what he talks about as freedom. It's your freedom to sell your body if you want to, because it's a victimless crime, which we've proven over and over and over again is not true. However, if you want to go to church on Sunday and drag your kid there, well, that could be against the law. If you want to keep your child from cutting off body parts, because everybody else is telling them it's cool, right? It just never stops. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You got anything you want to say? Tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off. Oh, well, here's some good news for you. The entire leadership of a New Jersey town, New Jersey, hardcore Democrat town, just went from Democrat to Republican. The entire leadership of the town of East Hanover, New Jersey, just flipped from Democrat. The whole town. Probably safe to assume the reasons for the change were the economy and crime. But you have to wonder, was there anything else there going on? What else was happening? The town leaders of the town, you know, again, this is a longtime mayor, Joseph Panulo, has switched party affiliations from Democrat to Republican. So every one of them re-registered as Republican. You want to talk about freaking out some people? He went on to say the municipal, see, this guy gets it. Municipal leaders have a responsibility to best represent their constituents. It's our belief that change of party is the best interest of the community. Panulo, who has served as mayor since 2007, is driving this move. He went on, as the nastiness of rhetoric and social media vitriol of national politics continues, right, it infiltrates every level of politics, including our local governance. We've determined, based on how the Democrats are acting and what they're doing, that the best course of action is for us to switch parties. Morris County Democrat Chairwoman Amelia Duarte says she was disappointed by the move. No duh, really? She went on to say, but the real story is that Morris County is rapidly trending more Democratic. That's how we saw it in the last election cycle. We won new municipal seats. We flipped Morris Township to entire Democrat. And all of our incumbents were reelected, including in East Hanover. Well, you know, I think this is going to make their case stronger if they decide to run again. They're going to be able to look at this and say, hey, listen, we couldn't get anything done. We couldn't get any help from the Democrats. We couldn't get the president to help us. We couldn't get the governor to help us. This is a Democrat state, and they didn't care about your city. They didn't care about your town. Ain't that hard to figure out? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, if you think about it. Because there is a lot happening that you don't see what's going on. I don't either. I'm not a genius here, by the way. I'm not the only guy with all the answers. You guys send me information. You're looking stuff up. You're dealing with things. That's great. It helps out a lot. Now, all right, now we'll just do this one. North Carolina, they've stepped up. Their Senate has passed a Don't Say Gay bill. So the problem, or as some people see it, I don't see it this way at all. It would out trans kids to their families. Now let me say that again. Maybe a little slower for some of you, or a little short on the uptake here. The North Carolina Senate has passed what's going to be called a "Don't Say Gay" bill, because that's what the left will call it, no matter what. Their fear is that would out trans kids to their families. They should already be outed to their families. Their parents already should be part of the solution. Just amazing. Now, that's a Republican-led Senate. It would prohibit educators from acknowledging LGBTQ identities in kindergarten through fourth grade. Boy, that's terrible. Terrible! Now, except when responding to the student-initiated questions. The bill provisions also require educators to, at all grade levels, to alert parents of any changes related to their child's well-being and a school provision of a safe, supportive learning environment. This would require educators to out transgender students if they begin using pronouns. When it's not outing. It's informing. This is what I mean. The way they do these things. You mean you're against us informing parents about what's going on in their kids' lives. Is that what you're saying? You know, this is how they got away in California. This is another one of those laws by that Wiener fella. The reason that a 12-year-old technically can be taken for an abortion without the parents ever knowing about it in California is the way they spun that is, what if that child's a victim of incest? Maybe dad's the one having sex with her. Well, then take the child out of the house. Get the child out of the house. Take the dad around the back of the house and beat the crap out of him. Then bring him to jail. Anyway, it's just amazing. The bill also required educators at all grade levels to alert parents of any changes related to the child's well-being and the school's provision of safe, supportive learning environment. Now, what I love about this, again, like I said before, these people are saying things like, hey, this outs these kids. Why do we want to out these kids? Because their parents have a right to know. What they're afraid of is their parents could pull the kids from the school, put them in a private school, and or just totally take them out of state to begin with. And this is what they even say that when they go on in their speech. They talk about how they want to make sure these kids are supported, and they're worried about the potential damage that could be done by unsupportive parents. I'm going to say I'm worried about the potential damage that you educators are doing. Right? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot going on after the break. A lot more to this story. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Make it happen. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show here on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, we're talking about the North Carolina Senate, or North Carolina law that's moving its way through, Bill, through the North Carolina Senate. They passed the Don't Say Gay Bill, which is, you know, you can go back and listen to the last segment. You'll see what I'm talking about. And basically what it does is it keeps your kids from being coerced, poked, pushed, prodded into a lifestyle that may harm them. Well, that actually will harm them. And we're seeing more and more of that. We're seeing more and more of these kids, yeah, the 14-year-olds that have been kind of coerced into having their parts and pieces chopped off. Right? Without the parents even knowing that they're going through any kind of change, whether it's medical, physical, or whatever. Now, the bill passed along party lines, now heads of the state Republican-led House. Now, it's unclear if the House Republicans get the Democrat votes they need in order to override an expected veto from Governor Roy Cooper, who is a Democrat. Now, the bill sponsor, Amy Galley, Republican, she told the state Senate Education Committee, "It baffles me to think that this bill would be divisive. Quite frankly, I can't understand why it would be even controversial. To simply say that children 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years of age should not be taught about sexuality or sexual activity in public school. No, I agree with her. Listen, I don't care whether you're 5 or 15 or 17 or 18. You have no right to teach my kid or any other child about sexuality. None. If you're talking about it in a biological standpoint, as to what pieces and parts, how they work, what they do, then fine. As long as it's within the scientific realm. These people are sick. It blows my mind to think that there are Democrats and people support those Democrats out there that really believe that somebody in school that you only know for a year, for all intents and purposes, that teacher only knows that kid for a year. If that kid gets screwed up later on in life, I mean, maybe the Fed should pass a bill that says, here's the deal. If my child later on in life, because you coerced him or her to make a sex change, either become suicidal, depressive, go through all kinds of health issues, it's on you. You pay for it. And I'm not talking about the district. I'm talking about the teacher. But the teacher paid for it. Your job is not to coerce a child or affirm a child in their belief of what sexuality they are, the belief whether there is or isn't a God. It's not your business. You know, what's funny is a teacher cannot talk to a child about why they believe in God or that they believe that there is a God and this is why. Okay? But they can do things like, I don't have a belief in God. I can't look around and find any reason why to believe in one. And I don't think, I mean, think about it. Think about the differences between the two viewpoints. Anyway, it just never stops with these people. And they'll always tell you why they're right and you're wrong. Why their way of wanting to teach is better than yours. And what they want to talk about makes more sense than you do. Equity, North Carolina, ENC, the state LGBTQ plus 21. It's an advocacy organization. The bill requires the removal of all instruction on gender identity, sexuality from a curriculum. Now, including age-appropriate children's books. Here's the problem. When you talk about age-appropriate books, it depends on who's looking at them. No, I'm not. Seriously. I'm on a school board. I listen to some of these people who think it's age-appropriate, for a junior high school kid to have depictive sex scenes in a book. Very descriptive. No, thank you. The filing of another Don't Say Gay bill by the North Carolina Senate is a dangerous threat to the LGBTQ plus youth that targets educators and students. It's according to ENC Executive Director Kendra Johnson. Erasure from school curriculum and force. You know, here's the thing. The pendulum has swung over to the point where even if you're 2% of the population, which they aren't, right, 0.2%, well, whatever, they're eating up 60% of the time, 70% of the time. That's wrong. It's dead wrong. Erasure from school curriculum, right. Forced outing, telling the parents, see how they do that? Letting the parents, informing the parents about what's going on with their child, negatively impacts the health and mental well-being of queer and trans students. Results in life-threatening consequences. It's not true. Look, these kids are suicidal. They're depressed before they go into this. If you start listening to the kids that are detransitioning, they talk about how they were in a time in their life where they were unsure who they were depressed, they were having some mental issues, and what happens? These lunatics on the left take advantage of that and say the reason you're depressed, the reason you have it, because you don't belong in that body. You have no right to do that. And if something happens to that child, you should be brought up on charges. See, 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road, after the child's been through all that stuff because you encourage them, and all of a sudden they start to have issues, you know who's with them? Their family. Their parents are with them. They're putting up with the damage that you created. But you don't care, do you? It's obvious that you don't care. Anyway, State Democrat senators say that the state legislature is focused more on pressing matters like statewide teacher shortages. I love these people. There are shortages across the country on teachers, not just one place or another. They don't want to deal with the tomfoolery and the garbage that's going on inside the schools. That's why you can't get them. Stop the garbage. Go back to the basics. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Right? Real history. Not 1619 history. And you watch what happens. You'll get teachers. Governor Cooper told reporters on Tuesday that he worried the bill could harm the state's reputation and economy. He compared it to the state's 2016 law blocking transgender bathroom access. He said the state lost an estimated $3.7 billion in revenue. Right. Not only these, you know what? Then you fight for it. Take lessons from DeSantis. Really. Not only are these kinds of bills wrong in and of themselves because they hurt people, but they also have great potential to hurt our economy. We don't want to do that. See, money's more important than the kids' health. Now, Republicans will need to persuade at least one Democrat representative to vote in favor of a veto to override in order to achieve the procedures required 3/5 majority in the House chamber. Johnson noted that over 124 anti-LGBTQ plus bills have already been introduced. See, they're not anti. They do that to try to make you feel bad, to try to shame you. They're wrong. They should call it child protective bills. That's what I would call them. There's 23 other states looking at these kind of bills. I mean, DeSantis is really setting the stage. This is why they're coming after him the way they are. Because he's setting the stage. He's showing you to have what it's like to have guts, to have a spine. Right? And the others need to follow suit. Just amazing. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-55. I'll tell you the other thing I love doing. I love going over to, Microsoft Edge to look at news. Because there's a whole world there of stories that have a different spin, even on the titles. Right? I just love it. I think it's wonderful. It allows me to be able to speak to it in a crazy way. Well, I shouldn't say crazy way. In a proper way. How's that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God, it's just amazing. Michigan University. Yeah, I might be able to get through this. It's unions now demanding to please get rid of all the police. We don't need any police on campus. Well, that'll go over well. They want no-cost abortions for college kids, right, along with union members, and free gender-affirming care. Hopefully that college will be out of students within the next 2 years, max. There's no reason for it. It's amazing. Right? The University of Michigan Employees Union petitioned for the abolishment of campus police, expanded access to abortion during bargaining sessions. I would have got up and said, listen, we're going to start doing the bargaining out in the open. I mean, that's what you need to do with these things. You need to have them going out on live TV. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, sending me emails and texts and everything else. Be safe. I want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless.